This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Let's pray together. Father God, we are so thankful for this day. We're thankful for this time together. We're thankful for our church family here, and for the opportunity to come together to worship you, to sing songs of praise to you, to proclaim our faith and our love for you. And Father, we pray that our worship service this morning is pleasing to you. We pray a blessing on those that could not be here. We have so many of our family that have been sick and just going through a lot. And we pray that each of us can take note of those that aren't here. Reach out to them this week. Love on them. Support them, and we pray that you give them strength and peace and courage at this time. And Father, as we continue our worship, we know that you're here, that your Spirit is here with us, and we're so thankful. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's continue our worship this morning. If it's convenient, I'll ask you to stand with me and sing the next couple songs.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Oh, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. I have a living hope. I have a future. God has a plan for me. Of this I'm sure. Of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Oh, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Your word is faithful, mighty in power. God will deliver me Of this I'm sure, of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Oh, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. I put my hope in your holy word. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure. Oh, Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word. 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 Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. In God's bosom, lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place. See my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me.
Amen.
My only hope is you, Jesus. My only hope is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only hope is you. My only peace is you, Jesus. My only peace is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only peace is you. My only joy is you, Jesus. My only joy is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only joy is you. All that I need is you, Jesus. All that I need is you. From early in the morning till late at night, all that I need is you. My only hope is you, Jesus. My only hope is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only hope is you. From early in the morning till late at night, my only hope is you.
Please be seated.
Whenever I get a communion cup, would you cave in? You need one, just hold up your hand, we'll have somebody deliver it. I want to share with you from 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, verse 21. Before I do that, I want to share the last words of Christ. But those who want to follow along, I'll give you time to look that up in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Verse 21. We'll read to you from John 19. It talks about the crucifixion of Christ and his last words. Just one verse I want to share with you. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. I ask ourselves, why is it that significant to us, the crucifixion of Christ? History is right, or if we believe Christianity, that was over 2,000 years ago. What does that matter with us, for those who doubt? What is the true significance to us as individuals? And I think Paul answered that when he wrote to the Corinthian church. And I want to share this with you. I want to name some names, because about it says his and they, and his and they are us. So let me just read this to you. If you got your Bibles along, what version you have may read a little different. For our sake, that's my sake, your sake, the world's sake, he made him, that's Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin. That's Jesus. He was sinless. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Through Christ's sacrifice, we're considered sinless, okay? That's what the crucifixion meant. God required a perfect sacrifice. Christ was the only perfect sacrifice there was. He died for us to atone for our sin. That's the significance of the crucifixion. That blood that he shed for us continues to cleanse us from our sin in our daily walk. John said in 1 John, if we walk in the light, he is the light. His blood cleanses us. That's what the significance of this communion is. We are reminded of what Christ has done through us, through his sacrifice. Will you be with me as we pray, give thanks for the loaf? Heavenly Father, we thank you we cannot acknowledge the appreciation we have for Christ, for his sacrifice. Our words are insignificant. But we pray, Father, that you'd be with each of us. Help us in some way to show a measure of kindness and love to one another, to always be thankful, to always be appreciative of all the blessings that you shower upon us, and above all, for the sacrifice of Christ. Be with us as we partake. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Once again, will you bow with me while we partake of the cup? Father, we once again approach your throne, ask your blessings upon this cup, which through the Christian and the believer represents the blood, the cleansing blood of Christ that was shed upon the cross for all mankind. And we ask you to help us to always conduct ourselves in ways that show a true appreciation, not simply in our words, but in the things we do and the thoughtfulness and consideration we give to those about us. Be with us, Father, in our daily walk, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Although it's not a part of our communion service, we take this time to allow others to lay by in store. Many do their collections online. Others, there's a tray in the back of the room if you want to contribute. There's another good works we do as a church that I just help this congregation, but a lot of other works. The orphanage is Midwestern Potters, I know that. And we have supported the Church of Christ Disaster Relief Fund, and that's really needed right now for those in Florida, those who experienced a hurricane. So let's be thoughtful, not only of our own needs, but those about us. Let's give thanks. Our Father, we ask your blessing upon those who are undergoing suffering, and help us to be mindful of those about us. We pray, Father, you will be with those who are assisting and those, and help us to give in a way that would honor you, for you have blessed us so greatly, not only in our spiritual blessings, but in our material blessings. Be with each of us. Help us to give with a grateful heart. And we pray, Father, that those things that we offer will be used to grow your kingdom throughout this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Go ahead and take this opportunity to invite our kids to make their way out for kids' worship. So, kids, teachers. And before we have our sermon this morning, I'll ask you one more time, just because I feel like standing up when we sing this song. If it's convenient, to join me in standing and singing "When We All Get to Heaven." Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see
Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Couple of quick announcements. Go ahead and be seated. Just a reminder, tonight, 5:30, pizza, bring your appetite, and open minds and excitement about some a new Sunday evening program that loosely has been planned but needs to be finalized tonight. So we'll look forward to chatting about that. 5:30, pizza. If you want to bring a dessert, feel free to bring a dessert. Otherwise, pizzas will be here, chips and drinks will be here at 5:30. Steve and Leslie are not with us this morning. They are traveling this week, next week as well, and we're looking forward to them returning. And while we have a great number of folks here that have done a tremendous job filling in when Steve's traveled, we are going to continue this morning with a series that was started last Sunday on prayer and solitude. To stand and join me in singing. If you have any needs, feel free to come forward as we stand and sing, or after the service is over, I'll be down at the end of the hallway in the prayer room if you just need a more private response. So please join me in standing and singing it as well with my soul.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to His cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul, it is well. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well.
It is well
with my soul.
Glad to see everyone out this morning. We have some visitors. I hope you've been made to feel welcome. Love to have you come back. Let's go to God in prayer now. Heavenly Father, as we bow before your throne of grace, we come thanking you for another day of life, for the love and mercy and grace that you've shown each of us. As we go our separate ways, we pray, Lord, please be with us and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Guide us through this week as we read your word and come to you in prayer. We ask God, please, to continue to remember the sick of the congregation. There's so many of them. Pray that you, if you see fit, to heal them as you see fit. Go with each of us, we pray, in Jesus' holy name. Forgot one thing. Don't forget 5:30 this evening. Congregation is going to meet. We got pizza. I'm going to discuss what our Sunday evening service should look like. So if you got ideas, bring them. If for some reason you can't make it, text it to one of the elders or the secretary and let them know. Thank you.